Do you ever find yourself needing a second screen for your laptop or tablet PC? How about a turbine exhaust drill for the compacted Arctic snow on top of the ice layer your mechanical drill will be boring into? The prototypes for both were on display at Innovation Days, a competition of UW-Madison engineering undergrads. Judges of the competition award those innovations they deem most innovative and most likely to succeed in the marketplace. One practical design was for a self-leveling wheelchair tray. Many power wheelchairs tilt in order to assist with a rider's circulation or to relieve pressure points during lengthy sittings. Any tray attached or resting on the lap of the person naturally goes right along with the tilt. But as Garrett Fitzpatrick explains, that can be made a thing of the past.
The tilt sensor detects the angular orientation of the tray and adjusts a linear actuator to either extend or retract it based on the level that it senses. And it provides a level surface throughout 45 degrees of tilt of the electric wheelchair.
Not all the innovations are quite so high-tech. In fact, some are intentionally low-tech in anticipation of the markets they will serve, like the biomass shredder. It's used to break up organic materials such as sugarcane, sorghum, leaves, or other plant waste so it will compost better. To best picture the biomass shredder, imagine one of those small backyard cement mixers like you might find at a rental store, but instead of a motor, it has a stationary bike attached to turn the plastic barrel with a jury-rigged pulley system. It's a prototype even MacGyver would be proud of. Jonathan Lee, a sophomore in civil engineering, is one of three students displaying the biomass shredder, and he explains how it works.
It works by pulley system, and there's a deconstructed bike, and there is a rim that's attached to the barrel. Former inner tube that used to be in one of the bikes is taken and used as the belt in the pulley system. This pulley system is sitting on a PVC cradle, and then the barrel rotates around on the PVC cradle. There's rocks and biomass inside the barrel, which will be lifted to the top by kickers on the inside of the barrel, and then as they fall and interact with each other, then they will shear the biomass and tear it apart.
And it does sound just like rocks rolling around in a barrel. The shredded biomass is then composted, and after 1 or 2 weeks it's made into a mixture and then pressed into small donut-shaped fuel briquettes. The biomass shredder is intended for use in developing nations. Lee and the other students behind the shredder are members of Engineers Without Borders, or EWB. A freshman with an intended major in biomedical engineering, Claire Flanagan explains the point of inventions like the biomass shredder is as simple as the design itself.
We're a part of Engineers Without Borders, which tries to create sustainable solutions to today's engineering problems, and we're trying to create high impact and low tech solutions. So that's really prevalent in our design here.
In countries such as Rwanda, where EWB students from Madison have worked and been honored for their efforts, squeezing the most out of scant resources is especially important. The simple piston presses used to form the briquettes were made last summer in Rwanda with the help of schools that EWB collaborates with. A senior in civil engineering, Timothy Miller, says there is much to consider and refine when bringing such inventions to developing populations.
That's something we're in the process of testing now, coming up with an appropriate mix design, something that doesn't smoke too much, something that keeps a high enough heat value, heat content, because if it's not accepted by the community, then, you know, there's no sense in doing it. They have to view this as something that can replace firewood or at least supplement what they already have.
Not surprisingly, Claire Flanagan says there were questions during Innovation Days about applications for the biomass shredder beyond those in developing nations.
We've had a couple people today come in with excitement of the design, hoping to implement it in their own homes and gardens, and some people even talking about a better solution to get rid of or make better use of our own waste in our country.
One can almost picture now the advertising campaign for the biomass shredder. For 3 easy payments of only? That's for another day. Dave Melby, Wisconsin Public Radio.